Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In the Myth of Normal Trauma, Illness, and Healing in a Toxic Culture. Gabor Mate delves deep into the interconnectedness of societal norms, personal trauma, physical health, and the environment in which we live. With his vast experience as a physician and a deep understanding of human psychology, Mate challenges the conventional perceptions of what is considered normal in health and wellness. He posits that our society's definition of normalcy often overlooks the underlying causes of mental and physical illness, primarily trauma and its prolonged effects. Through a compelling narrative, Mate illustrates how our immediate social and cultural environment significantly impacts our overall well-being. This book, rich with real-life stories, clinical insights, and scientific research, provides a thought-provoking exploration of the complex relationship between individual health and societal factors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the link between trauma and physical health. Dr. Gabor Mate introduces the critical concept that unresolved trauma, often dismissed or minimized by mainstream medicine, is a significant determinant of physical illnesses. Through various case studies and clinical experiences, he demonstrates how adverse experiences in early life, particularly those that involve emotional harm or neglect, can lead to chronic conditions in adulthood, such as autoimmune diseases, cancer, and cardiovascular problems. Mate argues that the body and mind are not separate entities, but rather interconnected systems where emotional pain can manifest as physical symptoms. This perspective challenges the traditional biomedical model, advocating for a more holistic approach to health that considers psychological well-being as fundamental to physical health. Secondly, society's role in individual illness. Mate adeptly explores how societal norms and structures, ranging from family dynamics to broader cultural practices, contribute to individual illness. He argues that our cultural emphasis on competition, material success, and the suppression of vulnerability creates environments where mental and physical health issues flourish. Mate suggests that the normal behaviors encouraged by society often exacerbate personal traumas, leading individuals down a path of chronic illness. He advocates for a reassessment of societal values towards more supportive, community-based models that prioritize emotional well-being and genuine human connection. Thirdly, addiction as a symptom rather than the problem. In a powerful reevaluation of addiction, Mate presents it as a symptom of deeper psychological pain rather than the core issue. He draws on his extensive work with addiction patients to illustrate how addicted behaviors are often attempts to self-medicate untreated trauma. This reframing challenges the stigma around addiction, proposing instead a compassionate approach that addresses the root causes of addictive behaviors. By understanding addiction in this light, Mate advocates for treatment models that integrate psychological support and trauma-informed care to heal the individual holistically. Fourthly, the importance of early childhood development. Mate stresses the paramount importance of early childhood in shaping an individual's health and behavior patterns. He outlines how adverse childhood experiences, including emotional neglect and abuse, set the framework for future physical and psychological issues. The development of secure attachment styles and the presence of nurturing environments are crucial for healthy emotional and physiological development. Mate calls for greater attention to early childhood conditions, advocating for preventative measures that focus on supporting families and ensuring safe, loving environments for children. Lastly, healing through connection and awareness. A recurring theme in The Myth of Normal is the profound healing potential of connection, awareness, and acceptance. Mate highlights the importance of self-awareness in recognizing our traumas and understanding their impacts on our health. He champions therapeutic practices that foster deep, empathetic connections between individuals and their communities as essential for healing. By creating spaces where individuals can explore their vulnerabilities in a supportive environment, Mate believes that true healing beyond mere symptom management is possible. This approach encourages a radical shift from individualistic, detached models of health to one that values mutual support and communal healing. In conclusion, Gabor Mate's The Myth of Normal is a must-read for anyone interested in the intricate links between society, trauma, and health. It offers profound insights into how our normal conditions are, in fact, contributing to widespread illness. This book is particularly relevant for healthcare professionals, educators, policymakers, and anyone who is faced or is interested in understanding mental and physical health challenges on a deeper level. Mate's arguments for a more compassionate, trauma-informed approach to health and society can lead to more effective healing and a healthier, more supportive culture. His emphasis on connection, community, and personal awareness provides a hopeful perspective for transcending the confines of normalcy and achieving genuine wellness. If you would like to support Gabor Mate, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.